That's cause I used to be 726 young. At 92.9, that is Miley Cyrus and Used to Be Young. JB here this morning for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunning New Road. And he gave us a bit of an update about the grounding yesterday of Bonza Airlines. Member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson, joins me this morning. How are you, Kev?
Morning, JB. I'm well. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, very well. A bit of a disappointing day yesterday with the grounding of Bonza Airlines, surprising a lot of passengers yesterday morning. Do you have a bit of an update on the latest on that?
Yeah, mate, we do. This was a major blow for Tamworth, a major blow and a kick in the guts for people that have pre-booked their tickets to travel on Bonza, which is the Melbourne to Tamworth route. So these passengers have left stranded, and the fact that they've already paid their money too, they're suffering, they're doing it tough. And we want the airline, we need the airline to refund all airfares that people have paid in advance, and they need that money back.
What are Qantas and Virgin doing to assist some of those stranded passengers, Kev?
So Virgin and Qantas have offered to provide complimentary flights for passengers that are stranded, particularly in Melbourne, or we could even have passengers that are stranded in Tamworth that have come up from Melbourne. We need to make sure that the airlines do the very best they can to look after them. They can contact Qantas on 131313 or Jetstar 131538 or Virgin 136789. Now, the other interesting point to all of this, JB, the federal government has set up a hotline for affected passengers as well, and I'll give you that number. It's 1-800-069-244.
Yeah, of course, it was a little confusing, as it often is, you know, when you get a airline of this size suddenly ground itself, because as you mentioned, there are some passengers potentially that are stranded up here trying to get back to Melbourne, but even some that ended up making their way from Melbourne to Sydney are now stuck in Sydney or even Newcastle as well, or some that have, you know, booked their flights already, paid tickets with another carrier as well before Virgin or Qantas offered the free assistance as well, as part of all the moving parts yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a terrible day, a major blow for a lot of people whose travel plans were just suddenly thrown up in the air, going, well, what do we do now? We've paid our money. We've got a connecting flight from A to B, but we can't get from C to D. So this is all of the challenges that over the next couple of days people are going to need to work out. It's a huge blow for people. So we encourage them, I think, in the first instance to ring the federal government hotline, again, 1-800-069-244, and those options there for Qantas, Jetstar and Virgin as well. But, you know, this is something that Tamworth really needs. We need that competition, JB, on that sector. One, it provides opportunities. And two, you know, if we don't have that continuity of flights from Sydney to Melbourne, Sydney to Tamworth, and all over the, like, we've also got Brisbane as well. We need competition on those flights out of Tamworth because it brings down prices and improves service. And if you don't have that, it provides great uncertainty for people going, well, will I book a flight? I don't know if I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to get back. So it's just, you know, it's just a real problem.
Yeah, where does that lead the Tamworth Airport? Would this potentially leave an opening for hopefully another carrier to pick up that route somewhere along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this does provide an opportunity now. We need to look at, if Bonza does not return, we need to look at an option to fill that spot. So it could be an opportunity for others to start flying to and from Tamworth. So the next 24, 48 hours, to see whether Bonza is going to return to the skies over Tamworth. If not, then we need to move quickly to look at what can we do to ensure that Tamworth does not miss out on those opportunities, because, you know, there's the business travellers, there's the leisure travellers, there's others that need to move around, and I think the fact that Dubbo has four flights a week to Melbourne on a much smaller aircraft, but the options are there. So we need to keep our eyes wide open in terms of what opportunities are available if Bonza does not return to Tamworth.
It's something that Tamworth's always had so much potential for, is more flight destinations. You look at any other regional city of comparative size to Tamworth, Dubbo being the point that you just mentioned then, and you know, you see that they've got usually two carriers flying to Sydney, maybe one going to Brisbane, one to Melbourne, and then you look at Tamworth Airport and we've really got Qantas flying from Sydney to Tamworth to Sydney, and then we've currently got Link Airways doing to Brisbane, and we did have Bonza, now that's gone. There's so much potential there to try and get some more carriers interested in Tamworth. So look, fingers crossed someone else picks up another, or at least the Melbourne flight, if not maybe another one down to Sydney, to try and keep it a little bit more competitive as well.
Absolutely, JB, you're spot on. We've got plenty of opportunities here, so we need to strike while the iron's hot. The next 24 to 48 hours will be critical. We need to be ready to go, and I've been speaking with Billy Gleeson-Barker from Tamworth Airport, who's been talking to council, saying, well, we need to keep our options open and be ready to go, because we need competition on the Tamworth flights, because it brings down prices and improves services. And if you don't have competition, then you've got a monopoly, and then that is not good for us. So what we need to do is to continue to look at those opportunities, because I think it's going to have a real impact on our growth. Mm. Easy travel to and from Tamworth makes us a much more attractive destination. Otherwise, businesses look elsewhere to invest. So, you know, first and foremost, we need those passengers that are left stranded and they're left out of pocket. They need their money back, and they need to ring the federal government hotline to see what assistance is available. Also, for those stranded passengers as well, they need to see how they can get home and do it safely.
Hey, Kev, thank you so much for the update this morning. Cheers, and we'll chat again soon. Thank you so much.
Good on you, JB. We'll talk to you soon, mate. Working.